USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. A high school football team in Santa Clarita, California will no longer carry the thin blue line flag onto the field during games after individuals shared that the symbol made them feel uncomfortable and unwelcome, according to the school district. Mike Kuhlman, superintendent of the William S. Hart Union High School District, wrote in a letter to parents Wednesday that the Saugus High School football team will no longer fly the black, white, and blue flag, which many have used as a symbol to support law enforcement. Kuhlman wrote that some individuals have expressed concern that the flag is divisive and that some players on the team might not entirely be enthusiastic about the flag being used to represent the whole squad since the team never held a vote on the matter. Jenny Thomas, the wife of Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas, met with the House Select Committee investigating the January 6, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol on Thursday for about 4.5 hours. Democratic Representative Benny Thompson of Mississippi, who chairs the January 6 committee, said that Thomas answered some questions in her interview with the panel and reiterated her belief that the 2020 presidential election was stolen. Yes, Thompson said when asked, Thomas said she still believes the election was stolen. She said that. Thompson would not divulge what the committee asked about, including whether she addressed her text messages with then-President Donald Trump's chief of staff, Mark Meadows. Rescues are ongoing in parts of Florida after Hurricane Ian, now a tropical storm, blew through. Renee Stone is assistant chief of Orange County Fire Rescue, which she says Thursday has reached at least 60 residents from a nursing home.
They had sandbags. They were prepared, but obviously, you know, more water than they anticipated. And throughout the duration, the water did rise inside to about mid-calf, so just below the knee. So the water level in there did continue to rise.
This is USA Radio News.
Stress. It never seems to end when you owe money to the IRS. What about the years of unfiled tax returns? Have you tried another tax service and gotten nowhere? Then you need Tax Alliance. Why? Years of being A-plus rated with a Better Business Bureau with no consumer complaints sets them apart. Call 800-987-1097. That's 800-987-1097. Don't wait until the IRS attacks your wages, bank account, your home or pension, and even your Social Security check. Tax Alliance specializes in IRS tax relief programs, including the Fresh Start Initiative, which can finally free yourself from IRS debt. Their tax professionals can file returns, fight the IRS to substantially lower your IRS debt, or possibly even have it forgiven. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes, have unfiled tax returns, or have a payment plan and are still frustrated, call 800-987-1097. That's 800-987-1097.
Tax Alliance, your tax resolution solution.
While the rest of Florida was bracing to be ravaged by Hurricane Ian and his own city was on tornado and flood watch, Miami Mayor Francis Suarez was 1,200 miles away attending a pair of New York City political fundraisers in his honor. Suarez, 44, made an appearance at an hour-long lunch held at the exclusive Casa Cipriani, a private members club and hotel in Lower Manhattan, according to a source who attended the event. The Republican also lapped up a second fundraiser at Le Bilboquet, the posh Upper East Side French restaurant, the source said. Suarez gave no indication on social media that he was far away from it all in the Big Apple. Both stocks and bonds continued to be roiled by volatility, selling off in tandem on Thursday ahead of the quarter end. A day after, both posted gains. The S&P 500 dropped about 2%. CarMax lost 20%, while Tesla dropped 7%. So, what does all this mean?
As Washington continues to play word games with the word recession and inflation, the Federal Reserve is warning D.C. lawmakers. Falling stocks have wiped out more than $9 trillion in wealth from U.S. households, putting more pressure on families from a faltering economy. Americans' holdings of corporate equities and mutual fund shares fell to $33 trillion at the end of the second quarter. That's down from $42 trillion at the start of the year. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tony Marusso.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroof. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best war truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.